Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This past week, I had an interesting project. We had a very, very smart money manager, brilliant guy, that was trying to communicate with a client. And he was trying to articulate his process, what he does, how he makes money, why he's been so successful. And he just couldn't do it. The client wasn't getting it. The client wasn't ready to invest with him and just wasn't willing to commit the dollars. And this was a major, you know, amount of money that we're talking about here. And the portfolio manager just couldn't get there. We were trying to figure out how we can get this guy to better articulate his story. And it was a big issue that he was having. And the problem that this guy had is his inability to simplify complex concepts, right? He's doing something that's complex. He can't put it in a framework so that people understand what he does. And he kept talking about things that he thought were important, like the number of meetings that they'd have. And the client was really trying to get to the secret sauce of what's behind things to try to make it work. And it was just a very frustrating exercise because this guy couldn't get there. And so one of the things that I do in my day job is I do a lot of coaching work around how do you deliver the message so that it lands? And part of delivering the message is getting people to understand what it is that you do, finding a way to find some passion in that, and then driving it in a way that is straightforward. And certainly analogies and stories help, but we've got to find ways as we're explaining things to get people on board, to get them to understand. And so this is one of the challenges I kept having with this guy. It was just, you know, he just wanted to talk and go on and on. And so what we ended up doing was literally going in and trying to cut away the things that he was saying. And then we spent some time distilling what actually is it that makes this process work for you and figuring out what those points were and then building it back in a story that people, A, could understand, B, that was compelling so they'd want to act, and C, that was tight and concise so that you weren't there for 15 minutes trying to get your point across. Here's the one thing we know. You always have the ability to go deeper on a topic, to expand on a topic, to bring in more detail and to bring in more of the technical side of things. But you don't, once you lose your audience or once you lose your listener, you normally don't have the opportunity to simplify it again so they understand it. So the guidance here is that you start simple. You bring them to understand your concept in very straightforward terms. And if it's a complicated topic and it's in a technical area, maybe you pull an analogy or an example from outside that area so that people get it in a concrete way. And then you make it a little bit more technical if you have to go there at all. But in a perfect world, if you don't have to get too technical, that's wonderful. Now, the challenge a lot of people have is, well, they're not going to see my capabilities unless I get technical, or they have the need to feel smart, or for the listener to think that they're smart. And that's all ego, right? What you really should be focusing on is how can I get my message to land? How can I get my listener to understand? How can I make this communication effective? And the way you do that is by simplifying the complex topics, by bringing them to understand what you're doing, by calling them to action and bringing them in and letting them understand where you're going. And then if they need more, you'll get there. But you're going to have that opportunity to go there. And the other thing too is if you have deep technical expertise in an area that, let's say, maybe for work for you, and you're feeling like, well, I'm not really showing off my expertise. If you give it time, you will probably have that opportunity to shine and show what you know. Because inevitably, as you're talking through something, you'll get questions or people will come back to you at a later date to ask things. And when you're able to answer those questions effectively and prove that you know your subject matter inside and out, well, then your value goes up and then they see what you bring to the table. But the challenge here is not in being really smart. The challenge is taking a difficult concept and making it simpler so that people can understand it. And if you can do that, then you've succeeded. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, I want you to think about the communications you're having with the people around you, especially at work. If it's verbal, if it's written, start to think about how can you make things simpler? How can you make your communication more straightforward? How can you do better at getting people to understand what it is you're trying to tell them? Whether it's somebody that works for you and you're giving them some tasks to do, whether it's explaining a difficult concept to a client, or whether it's bringing an idea to your boss. How can you make things simpler? How can you deliver it in a more concise manner? And in the end, how can you be more impactful in landing your message?